they died. You know, wherever my daddy, he was the oldest, mm-hmm. wherever my daddy would go and get a place to live, he would always carry Tony mm-hmm. along with him. Mm-hmm.
And he had his family too.
Yes, it wasn't nobody. It wasn't ever anybody but him and his wife. Okay. This brother Tony didn't have a child, mm-hmm. and but Papa always kept up with him mm-hmm. wherever he went. If just like this is the Bridges farm here. If Mr. Bridges didn't have no need for another hand, maybe right over there, they would always stay close by one mm-hmm. another. Mm-hmm. Because Uncle Tony never did farm. He always worked by the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, how far away is this, the Alford plantation, that land now? Could you go back there now and find where
it was? Oh, yeah, Lord, I never will forget those mean days.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we talked about
this. No, I can go back to the spot on my way to Albany. Mm-hmm. I have often told my children and showed my children.
How long did y'all live there?
Lord, I don't know.
Most of your childhood?
All of my childhood days, yes, because we came to this part of Worth County. Willingham is in Worth County. Mm-hmm. But we came to this part in 1928. Mm-hmm. So I spent all of my childhood days at Willingham. Mm-hmm.
Well, your father didn't ever talk about just moving. He didn't know where else to move to again.
He did not know. People's wasn't like they are now. He didn't think that he could
be any better off.
My older sister, she got married. Oh, I don't know what. She was around 19 when she got married. And she come to this place, Poland. Mm-hmm. She and her husband moved to Poland. And the year that this man dug everything out from under us, she came up. They came up. They would come to see us right often. And she was a stake in my mama's fence. Because it wasn't anybody, never anybody, but just her and her husband. And they made a decent living.
Mm-hmm. Did he farm too?
My brother-in-law?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, he farmed. Mm-hmm. Right down the road here, not too far from here, about 3 miles, that's where they were living.
Mm-hmm. Well, were they living on somebody else's farm? Or they?
Yes, they were living. They were living with a family of white people, some Sumlers or another.
Maybe this town, this little community's named for them?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's named for them. Mm-hmm. They were working with some Mr. Sumler. I don't know what the man's name. It's been so long. Mm-hmm. But they came up, and when they come home that Sunday, they found out what a condition we were in.
Well, had that been the worst year for your father?
Well, all of them was bad, but really that was the worst that I know anything about. They came up, and Mr. Jesse, I heard him, my brother-in-law, I heard him tell, says, Daddy says, you can do better, says, how would you like to come to Poland and live somewhere close by? So it would be better for us, and it would be better for you. It was so far to drive a mule and buggy, a horse and buggy.
Sure, was it 10 or 12 or 15 miles or?
No, it's 5 from Sylvester to Willingham, mm-hmm. and it's 6 miles from Willingham. No, it's 3 from Willingham to Poland. But they live back down in the country. I said it was around 12 or 15 miles.